I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. One of Georgia's most influential gay rights groups is endorsing Democratic candidate Stacey Abrams in the upcoming gubernatorial election. Georgia Equality announced its decision yesterday, saying that Abrams has long been an ally of the LGBTQ community. Abrams has also received backing from the Georgia Association of Educators and Planned Parenthood. Her opponent in the May 22nd Democratic primary, Stacey Evans, is endorsed by the Georgia Federation of Teachers. The state of Georgia set new jobs records in March, even as the number of total jobs slightly decreased. Labor Commissioner Mark Butler says although the total number of jobs dropped by more than 7,000, 14,000 Georgians gained new employment.
We don't really have an issue with not enough jobs. We continue to have an issue of not having enough people to fill those jobs. But that is changing every single month.
Statewide, just over 21,000 people filed unemployment claims in March, which is down 15% from this time last year. Well, some DeKalb County school bus drivers are staging a three-day sick out. WSB reports that the drivers have concerns about wages, insurance, and retirement benefits, or lack thereof. A meeting between representatives for the county's 800 school bus drivers and DeKalb County School Superintendent Dr. Stephen Green is scheduled for today. School officials say there will be no repercussions for students who are late or who miss tests as a result of the drivers' work stoppage. And a Delta jet headed from Atlanta to London yesterday returned to the airport after reports of smoke coming from one of the engines. 300 passengers and crew members were on board. Photos on social media showed airport firefighting trucks hosing down the jet's right wing. Hartsfield-Jackson officials say that no one was injured and airport operations were minimally affected. Passengers were moved to another aircraft and continued their trip. Four Atlanta area men have been sentenced on international gun trafficking charges. Department of Justice investigators say the four purchased firearms from individual owners through domestic websites, then sold them to international buyers at dramatically increased prices on a dark net website, receiving payment in Bitcoin. They shipped the weapons hidden inside electronic equipment in order to bypass customs. The men received sentences ranging from 2 years probation to 33 months in prison. And lawyers for Robert Earl Butts Jr., who was set to be executed on May 3rd, say he should be resentenced because he wouldn't get the death penalty under current sentencing practices. The attorneys pointed to data that show no one convicted of killing a single person with one aggravating factor has been sentenced to death in the past decade. Butts and another man were convicted for the March 1996 slaying of Donovan Corey Parks in central Georgia. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.